Don't mess at the beat tonight, Gary.
What was the guy's name? Hello, friends. Was the guy who was playing the bass? Boom, 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 boom.
I don't remember.
On Mitch,
you're talking about a joke that I just I made a mention of a joke.
This is going to be on CD.
I made a mention of a joke 5 seconds before you started recording, and then you asked me. As soon as you hit record, you're like, "What was that guy's name?" This is very confusing for everyone watching.
Well, it might have perfectly hit. You said the joke maybe as record was happening. So I think if you go back and you check to the beginning of the episode.
Oh, people will know.
Baseline people, tonight.
People
whatever
will
the guy's
know.
Name was. Nobody's
Mitch Hedberg joke. Mitch, a very, very obscure Mitch Hedberg reference. I brought my thing to do like a little jam thingy with you.
Oh,
but you put the drum down too quick and it started talking about Mitch Hedberg.
I know.
You blew my bit. I brought a prop for a bit and you blew it.
All right. I guess we got to start over.
No, you don't got to start over.
Welcome to episode 298. Cut all that other part out.
This is the worst timed bit in the history of podcasts.
Yeah, I'm not a skilled musician. I'm not classically trained in any way.
I was waiting for a cue of some kind. I didn't get one.
Remember how we said earlier today about how like it's very exclusive to go live on the internet. Only few people are allowed to do it.
Just a few.
You know what? They'll also just sell a djembe drum to anyone. They will go, "Do you know how to play this thing?"
There's not an audition that you have to go through. It's like, I got this off Amazon. It's, you know, there was no questions about it. There weren't like, "Oh, you must be in a band. A very important member of the band to have a tambourine. Not everybody just plays that." Hi, everybody.
You're in a band who's called the Tambourines, and they're all doing Semper Fi songs, just doing tambourines.
Stolen Valor. Everybody yes. Just starts chanting Stolen Valor at every show.
The Tambourines.
The Tambourines. There's one guy named Tam, and he has a bunch of Marines behind him. So how are you?
I'm going to abandon that one. I'm not going to go any further into it ever again.
Did you have more for that?
You know what? My brain continues to go. Brain continues to go and tries to recover from. You know me. You can't true. Act like you don't know that my brain does this.
You think you know me? Bam, 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 bam. This is all just a setup just to have Edge on the show.
Number 95.
We're going to have Edge from 1997 on the show, or whatever it was, 2005. I don't know. Yes. Well, tambourines and Edge references right off the bat.
It'd be neat if Edge were to do my show, but I sadly don't think that'll ever happen.
You never know. Never say never, man. It's not going to happen with attitude, mister.
Uh-huh. I call that an attitude when you're talking about attitude. Edge not doing your show.
I was waiting for some kind of pun to come out of that one. I was like, "Oh, what can you say about Edge? What else has an edge?" I was like, "Oh, Adam." It makes a lot more sense. Attitude era. My brain went to so many different places trying to beat you to the pun. It didn't work.
No,
you're too good, sir.
No brains good. Work like mine do. I'm the only one who does this.
Oh, yeah. So what's going on, mister? How you been?
Man, I just feel like we don't just like catch up anymore, man.
We don't.
And I, you know, like it gets to the point where I think maybe all adults get this feeling. They go, "Remember friends? Remember hanging out with friends all the time?" Mm-hmm. Like there was not like we would hang out every single day.
Yeah,
of
pretty
our
much.
Lives.
Yeah,
and then somewhere out of nowhere, it just kind of went away.
Life gets in the way, man.
Well, I mean, you know, you moved away, and then like,
well,
And then,
even when I was living around the corner from you, we never really.
Yeah, even when we were living right around the corner from each other, we weren't seeing each other every day.
Yeah,
I think. I was gonna blame your marriage, but no.
I blame everything on my marriage. Go for it.
I don't think it was that.
No,
because we had kind of done that a little bit of a fadeaway before that. But the thing was, we had every single Friday. We had that. That was our hangout. Yeah. Like we got to like catch up for the week, and we just haven't had that for now a year or so. How long has it been since the last?
God, I don't know.
Last episode of Wrestle Rock.
Christ. That was what's most great about that show. Just getting together. I was thinking about that earlier today. Just you know, whether people listen to the podcast or not, it was great just to sit down with friends and talk about wrestling.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
What was funny about it, because I said, I think I was like, we were in a fight. We were in a fight one time over some dumb stuff about the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I remember going like, yeah, I'm sticking with it. I'm not going to lose my opportunity to hang out with my best friends every week. It's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know that in our fight, I think you were like, oh, fine, just quit. Or so, you said something along those lines to me. And I was like, nope, already dug into this ground. I'm not getting out of it.
I quit.
Burned me up.
Yeah. I just up and quit. Yeah, man. Wrestle Rock, it was a little too, I don't know. I was doing a little too much for it, I think.
Yeah,
it was like every single week I had to do a bunch of research on stuff because I didn't. There's too much wrestling and I don't watch enough of it, not nearly enough of it. And then I had to kind of wrangle everybody together. There was fees I had to pay. There was, you know, even when we were doing it from home, it's like, okay, we gotta make sure we all have time to do it this week and this, that, and, you know, because as soon as you separate, as soon as you stop having a meeting place, it was weird. Mm-hmm. Like we had Wildfire Radio. And we were sitting there, and we showed up every week for that. But as soon as we were doing it from home, it's like, well, I can't do it on this Friday. What are you talking about? Like, you know, I have stuff to do. It's Friday. I have stuff to do. And I'm like, if this was at the studio, the thing you would have had to do would have been that. All of a sudden, you got stuff to do. But it just happened that way, man. It was weird.
It was. I remember often you were feeling like. You were feeling like it for sure wasn't worth the amount of effort that you're putting in to not get that effort brought back from an audience or from an listenership.
And honestly, and sometimes the people that were on the show.
Oh, yeah. And
not throwing shade or nothing like that. I get why, but it was like...
Yeah, it's complicated.
I clearly had a vision for the podcast and I wanted to move it forward. And I was like, I am sitting here literally doing everything. I'm doing the editing. I'm doing the recording. I'm doing the, you know, I'm doing this, that, the other thing. And I'm not blaming anybody. Hey,
you're good at that. Everything was always the best when you were editing it.
Anyway. Well, I mean, it's just years of practice, but it just got to be way too much. I did. A lot of good that did me. Hey, guess what? Go out and get a degree, kids. It looks nice on the wall.
I feel really
important as you're sitting there in your basement.
I got a $4,000 pin once. So I guess when I went to training for the bodyguard, a lot of good that's doing me.
For the what? I'm sorry.
That bodyguard school.
Oh, the bodyguard school. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems I'm not working in that field, but I paid to go to school for it.
No, it's crazy the amount of they talk you up when you're in the school. Any school. Like I went to bartending school. They're just like, oh yeah, you're going to go get all these gigs. Just, you know, and everybody wants experience. And then like, my experience is that I just went and got my freaking degree or whatever it is, certification, whatever it is. Like, no, not good enough. We want experience and this, that, and the other thing. It just doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. Sorry, children. Sorry to smash your dreams.
I think it's called a mixology degree.
The mixology specialist. Mixology. I'm a mixologist now.
Mixologist.
I'm 17 years old, but I'm a mixologist.
It does sound like a doctor who only works on Irish people.
Pigs. That's racist, sir. I take offense to that. I take offense.
A big old white fence. Picket fence. I take that offense.
Yes.
That fence is the one I
Yeah, that's
all right. Well, yeah, I mean, it's gonna get dumb sometimes.
It's whatever. They're puns. They're silly.
Yeah.
They're silly and they're fun. That's all.
That's on brand.
Gotta roll with it.
It's pretty on brand for me, I think.
For you? Yeah.
I think if anybody's listening because Corey's got a new episode out. He hasn't done one in a month or so. And then they listen to this. They'll be like, this is exactly what I came for.
I'm going to listen to the first 10 seconds. And if he's not making puns, I'm turning it off.
I'm out of here. Unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe. Tear down my posters. Rip up my t-shirts. All this merch that they got from Corey Castle.
Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them.
What?
I was going in the Stan, the Eminem song.
Oh, I don't know that song. Oh, I'm sorry.
No. It's like he has this super fan who keeps writing him letters.
I probably heard it.
And then the music video had Devin Sawa like dressed as Eminem. Oh man, we got to put that in the clips here. We got to put.
Yeah.
We got to insert.
Yeah, go ahead and edit that. YouTube will love it.
Put it into play.
Put as many videos as you possibly can into the YouTube. Loves when you do that.
Yeah, they do.
Absolutely love it.
That's one secret they never tell you. They love it.
The secret to YouTube: steal content.
The thing I just thought of Wayne's World, and of course I would, but when Garth was it in the second one when he's like, they want you to chase them, they love it.
And the girls, yeah, we still girls. yeah. Wait, what was it, Kim Basinger? Basinger, whatever her name was.
Basinger.
Bass heater rollers.
Standing bass player.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom.
And is you is or is you ain't my baby. Boom, 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 boom.
Garth the crooner. Boom, boom, boom. Baby, she knows we're free. Ah, girls go nuts. So how's your channel going, sir? The old Corey Castle evolving with Corey Castle.
Evolving. It's pretty steady, man. It's not doing too much growth or any dying. It's just kind of plateaued. I'm trying to spend as little time focusing on what action doesn't take place, mm-hmm. and focus more on how, like, I want to make sure what I'm doing is good. Because if I'm focused too much on who's watching it or who's not watching it, then I'm not focusing on making it the kind of show I want it to be.
Yeah.
You know?
I 100% understand that. That's what I need to start doing. Because I focus way too much on how much content I'm getting out. Like, I force myself to get a video out every single day. Mm. And I know if I didn't do that, I would have more time to focus on making it actually good. you know, just the lack of time for editing for video games. It's a little rough. Mm-hmm. But also, I don't want to do like, okay, I do one episode of a 52-part series, and that'll be out this week, and stay tuned for 2 weeks from now when part two comes out. And then 2 years later, when the series is finished, we'll have a big party. you know.
Well, what's the average length of your clips?
The video, I do like a 45 minute video ish. Okay. Half an hour to an hour, I say.
Do you ever use shorts?
No, I got to get into doing that. I did that for a while and it was really working. It was actually bringing people into the channel, but again, it just came down to time. Time's a big factor.
Let me tell you the secret, folks. You can make shorts yourself while you're taking a poop. While you're sitting there pooping, you just hit screen record on your phone, watch your video on YouTube, and then turn it into a clip out of the screen record off of your phone.
I didn't know you could do that.
And you could do that while you're taking a poop. Or I mean, any other time you're sitting down.
I was about to say, doesn't it have to be when I'm pooping?
Or while you're doing anything else at all. Well, maybe you're listening to this right now while you're taking a poop. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome front to back. Time.
Front to back. I don't know. What else do you say with somebody while they're pooping? What other advice can you give? Don't strain too hard.
Courtesy flush.
Courtesy flush if you're in public.
It's courtesy to me. I'm asking. I'm in the room right now. Courtesy flush.
Yeah, just flush it so we don't potentially hear it somehow through the magic of Wi-Fi.
And if you were pooping while this was on, while this video was playing,
like comment, and survive. Comment and
subscribe. every like if you type in all caps in the comments below, flush. I'll know I reached you while you were pooing.
And then we will know that you are a decent person who does the courtesy flush.
Mm-hmm.
and we thank you for it. Interactions
are through the roof. You're asking me how my channel is? I'm killing it.
Crushed, sir. You are crushing it. Dear sweet Lord.
No one's making quality content like this. Remember how I said I was really focused on making the kind of stuff I like? Here it is.
Good job, sir. Good job. People are smashing that like button while they're smashing the toilet. People are like, oh, yeah, I was watching this episode of a podcast evolving with Corey Castle. How was it? I don't know. I was just absolutely swirl painting that toilet. And it made me like them even more somehow. Like, oh, this is subliminal. All the messages that we're giving them is.
I had to really focus on this crap I was taking.
I was green apples splattering all over the place, but I hit that like button. So I must have liked it.
Well, I commented. Maybe I'll make a series of shorts where I go, you pooping right now? And I'll see hey, it's toilet time. All right. If you're pooping, watch this. That's what I'll say as the caption.
If you're pooping, watch this.
Because there's ones that are like, watch this every night before you go to bed. Watch this every morning when you wake up. Watch this every time you're taking a poop.
Every time you're taking a poop, put this on. Make sure.
What kind of stuff would have to be like kind of points driven home to like reprogram your subconscious mind while you're pooping every time? What kind of messages? All this, you're purging it out. Yeah, do it.
That's pure evil coming out the back of you. Get it out. Get it out.
That was all those times you had thoughts stuck in your head all day and what you should have done and la la la. You're shitting that out right now, pal. Good for you.
Shit before bed so you can go to sleep easier. You don't have all those wicked thoughts in your head keeping you up. You know, when you're in the shower and you're taking, like, you're having thoughts about, like, oh, I can't believe I pushed Sarah in the third grade in the schoolyard. And now that thought is now in the toilet. It's in the toilet, sir.
Mm-hmm. Swirled down.
swirl down. Buckle down and swirl it down.
There's a...
Take those thoughts to Brown Town.
At my job, there's a sign behind the toilet. So, like, you know, let's say on the wall here,
uh-huh.
a sign that says, okay. That says,
thank you for the visual.
It says, did you get it all? Did you get it all?
Ew.
And then it, and then
that
it
makes
says,
me think that they're watching. There's a camera then, somewhere in that room, sir.
And then it says, like, there's a toilet. It said, turn around and make sure you got it all. And there's a toilet brush there. If there's brown on the thing, get it off. Right. And I was like, but it says turn around. But if I'm facing this way, I'm reading it this way, and it says turn around, then I'm going to turn around and I'm going to look and I'm going to not see a toilet.
I don't know.
Like turn around, the toilet's behind you.
That's a bad sign. That was just bad. There was not enough thought put into that sign. If they put as much thought into that sign as you put into your channel, they would have no poop in that toilet afterwards.
Crapsolutely.
That's right. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Where else can we take toilet talk today? You know, I didn't know what I expected when I signed on to be on this podcast. It wasn't this. I'll tell you that. It was not this.
Have you got a bidet yet?
No. I want one, though.
Dude.
Those look amazing.
It's a game changer. It honestly, I mean, I'm not even playing around.
You're not even blowing smoke up my ass.
I'm not even blowing steam or water or smoke or whatever you want. Up your ass, it is the shit, man. I love it.
Did you get one?
I've had one for like 2 years
now. Oh my God.
I had this girl on my podcast a long time ago. I don't even remember how long ago it was, but this girl she had returned back here, and she was a comedian. She had returned back home to this area. I think she lived in Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And she had just spent a year living in like Thailand or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she said in Thailand, they all have bidets, but they don't call them bidets. They call them bum guns.
Bum guns.
And she was talking about the benefits of it and how like it's sanitary and you're not clogging your toilet. You're plumbing up with like wipes.
Right. Right.
And the toilet paper you use, you just kind of like, it's, you just, you're kind of drying it and checking to see like if everything looks good. If it's green is good to go.
Maybe not green,
good to go. No, green. Where the hell did you get that apple? Where the hell did you get that banana?
That's another Rich Hedberg joke. Okay. I didn't know you were going with that. I'm like, you're shitting green?
No, but I'm saying, like, if you're like good to get up and leave, is what I'm saying. Like,
mm-hmm.
if.
Oh yeah! If you get the green,
if you need more sprays, you need to flip the little flippity flip.
More sprays.
You need more sprays in your bum.
So wait, does yours have like a dryer as well?
No.
So it just sprays it clean, and then you just walk away moist.
No, you wipe it with toilet paper.
Oh,
that's what I said. You use the toilet paper to make sure it's good to go. Like you're good to get out of there.
I got
like,
you.
So you use so much less toilet paper.
Yeah.
And you use, I buy a big thing of toilet paper and I've had the same toilet paper in my bathroom for like a year.
Nice.
Like I don't constantly keep buying toilet paper. I don't, I never feel like, you know, like when you get like swamp ass.
Right.
And you're like, oh God, does it smell like shit? Like, like I never get that fear anymore. Like I used to have entirely like way too much stress and like poop anxiety that I walk around with all the time.
Mm.
But this kind of like washed it away.
Wash away your thoughts and worries with a bidet today. We should definitely be selling these.
This episode brought to you by bidets.
Bidet's in.
Dude, that would be a great promotional thing for Days In.
Come to the bidet. They had a bum gun at every toilet
in
Days In.
I'm telling you. Because when the hell was the last time you even thought about staying at a Days In? Ever? But if you were like, "Hey, we have a choice. We can go to the Holiday Inn or Motel 6, or they have bidets at Days Inn." Oh hell yeah, let's go there.
Yeah,
I have a nice place to sleep and a clean bottom. Sorry, was that a little too deadpan?
What's benefits? It's benefits for sure. I would definitely choose that over a Holiday Inn if there's a bidet there.
Right.
I'm absolutely going. Crapsolutely going there.
Crapsolutely. It doesn't matter that the outside looks like shit. The shit on the inside looks good.
There's bed bugs, fine. At least I got a clean butt.
Yeah. Come enjoy our hourly rates. Even if you just have to take a shit, it's worth the price. Even if you're not staying the night.
You know, truck stop bathrooms would be great to have bidets. Those guys probably haven't washed. Those men and women who are on the roads all that much probably aren't washing their heinies good enough.
I mean, definitely not. I don't know how often an over-the-road truck driver gets to take a shower. Because I know all those truck stops have a shower.
Wash, yeah. I've seen a shower $7 to take a shower.
Yeah, it sucks.
Well, I'm not paying $7 to take a fucking shower. I'll just not shower.
I'll just grab some sanitary wipes, whatever these are called. Some little moist towelettes. That's good enough.
little ones that they give you at Chick-fil-A.
You gotta unwrap it, unfold it.
Okay,
nine clean now.
Yeah, it may take two or three of these things, but I'm getting my tops and tails cleaned. I tell you what,
I'm gonna fill my backpack with those things.
Oh my god,
you use them as butt wipes too.
But, yeah, probably.
Yeah,
just clean it on up. Do what you gotta do. Truck stops are the worst. My God. I'm so glad I'm not on the road anymore.
Well, you were never over the road.
Never over the road. I was just, you know, I had to stop at a lot of truck stops because a lot of the times that's the place where you're getting food.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's always way more expensive to eat at truck stop food. Like truck stops, everything's jacked up.
Like, oh, way jacked up. Yeah, so, you think it's bad like in Philadelphia. Like it's even worse when you're at a truck stop or at like a place on the turnpike or something like that. My God. Awful.
You know, like you got to put air in your tires.
Mm-hmm.
That even costs more.
Yeah. They jacked up the price of air.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's inflation right there, dude.
That's literal inflation. That is inflation in every sense of the word.
Did you watch the new episodes of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia yet?
No, not yet. I'm just now getting to Rick and Morty.
Okay.
So I just started. I've watched like three or four episodes of the latest season of Rick and Morty. That's the last thing I got to.
I'm on rewatching it for like the 12th time. Like,
yeah, really? Is that good?
Keep letting it go.
Nice. The
season 6 of Rick and Morty is so fun.
Nice.
And I still do like the Adult Swim app and just let that cycle through.
Yeah.
But it has ads, and ads are heck on wheels.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, I think Hulu and YouTube are the only thing I pay for so I don't have to watch ads.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't do the YouTube thing, but I watch mostly what I watch is YouTube. So it makes sense to pay for that.
This episode brought to you by paying for stuff so you don't have to be attempted to be sold stuff.
Yes, this ad is for no ads.
This is an ad for no ads?
Yeah. When you're watching stuff, don't you hate ads? Yeah, this one. Fast forward.
What I love about ads on the TV is that the ads aren't like targeting me, like the algorithms on my phone. So like I'll see stuff for like deck staining, and I'm like, what the hell would I want that? I don't have a deck.
I have a deck and I wouldn't want that. I'll stain my deck when I'm damn good and ready. And I keep on seeing ones for what is the skin disease where you get all itchy and flaky?
Moderate to severe plaque psoriasis?
Psoriasis, yeah. This psoriasis. You didn't have to say the whole thing. You can just say psoriasis. But it's always that one.
They call everything moderate to severe on all of the. I love it. It's so funny.
It's always that one where there's always like a second version of itself that's grumpy. Do you know what I'm talking about? There's always one part that's like, oh, I'm upset. It's like, oh, it's my big speech that I have to give at somebody's wedding. And then they go, ha-kah! And knock that person. That like there's like a little ghost version of them that flies away because they took this miracle drug that they don't have psoriasis anymore. And now there's just an angry ghost walking around with psoriasis. What the hell? It's the most violent arm drag beel of a move to get this. To get this psoriasis ghost out of them.
I
the latest one, the girl drowned her in a pool. Did you see that one? There was a girl that jumped into a pool, knocked the ghost out of her while she was jumping, and then her and the ghost landed in the pool. And the ghost girl in the pool is going like, and then as the other girl swims away, you just drowned a ghost. Are you out of your mind?
You're being haunted by skin flakes.
That's right. Skin flakes. It's gonna be terrible. Jesus, it's the craziest dumb commercials, and I'm like, I have no idea what this product is. I only know what it does, and I don't want any part of it, sir. I don't want any part of it.
Tremfiant.
I am psoriasis free. I have at least risen the dead to wreak havoc on the world. But I don't have itchy, flaky skin anymore. The important thing.
I saw a tweet. I saw a commercial the other day, and I tweeted after it, and I said something like, "It was like a guy playing his past version of himself, and like they were arguing about something." And I was like, "I wonder if these guys are twins." And then I was like, "Don't you think twins who play past and present future versions of themselves are appropriating people like me?" Who talk to my past self all the time. I'm an actor who specializes in playing past and present versions of myself. And you're stealing my work. You don't see me out there playing twins.
I'm not out there playing twins. Don't play a past version of you.
That's what I do, sir. Only I could do that. Stealing all my jobs.
Damn, they took her jams.
They took his jams.
Oh my god! Yeah, those ads are the worst.
We're just talking today about how like Teflon, Trey Parker, or Matt Stone are, like everybody else, like the. Their past gets dug up and they go through every single thing and try to find a thing to go, hey, this is the thing, we got you. Your career's over. We found ya. You said a bad word once. And they don't do that to Trey Parker, Matt Stone.
No.
They get away with everything.
Well, I mean, it's the same with Seth MacFarlane when you talk about Family Guy. And like that kind of thing, it's hard to dig up somebody's past and find something awful when all they do is like they haven't changed what they've been doing ever. Like they've been doing Trey Parker and Matt Stone have been doing the same like raunchy, cutting edge, you know, like trying to get the, and I'm not trying to be offensive, but like that offensive style, for lack of a better term, they've been doing that since 1997. They've been doing that pre-Twitter, pre-Facebook. Like, it dig up what? MySpace?
I love it. You were just, like, trying to say, like, that calling it offensive would be offensive. You're like, well, no offense, but it's a little offensive.
No, but I mean, it's like, it's the thing. No, they don't try to be offensive. They just do what they think is funny. Please
calling you offensive.
Right. Don't come at me, freaking Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Don't you dare at me on the Twitter I never check.
But I was just thinking earlier about how Bill Cosby has really done a lot. He's done a lot, and it's all kind of for nothing now. And you know, finding out that the guy who played Ghost Dad, who walked through walls and was invisible and stuff, was actually raping people at the same time, ruins that movie.
Okay. That's the big tragedy.
Yes. Ghost Dad is forever taken from us now.
Oh, man. Can't do it. Can't watch it. My God.
I really enjoyed Ghost Dad.
I Leonard Part 6. Sure. I mean, like, you know, pick a Bill Cosby movie. It's now ruined. I don't know why I went with Leonard Part 6. He's probably been in other stuff.
Jack. Remember Jack?
The Robin Williams movie?
Yeah. Remember he was his counselor and they were like up in the treehouse with all the kids and the treehouse fell down?
No, I don't remember. I saw that movie one time. I don't remember when it first came out and God knows when that was.
That movie also didn't age well.
No.
Oh my god.
Because Cosby's in it?
No. Man, you'd think that would be the red herring, but
no, wait, there's something worse. Sit down, folks.
there's J-Lo was the teacher, the school teacher, and they were like talking about what they wanted to be when they grow up. And the one little kid said, "I want to be a gynecologist." And she said, "Why?" And he went, "Because of you."
Jesus.
And I was like, oh, what?
Ew.
I didn't catch that. Ew. I didn't catch that when I saw the movie the first time.
No, we're focused on Robin Williams because he's sitting there doing math. Like, I want to be alive. All sad. Like, he's going to be dead by the time he's whatever age he was. You know. But yeah, gross kid.
Gross kid.
I hope he's canceled now.
Cancel that kid.
Cancel that kid. Dig it up. Dig it up from the past.
Whoever played the kid who said that line in that movie, canceled forever.
Canceled forever.
He'll never
work in this town again.
He'll never have another movie credit ever again.
What if it turned out to be like Ryan Reynolds or somebody really famous now?
George Clooney or something.
Yeah. But somebody super famous and it's like, wow, we didn't know, Ryan. We didn't know Chris Pratt. Who knew, man? Who knew?
It's definitely worth a check-in.
Worth a rewatch?
No, checking to see who that kid was.
Oh, go ahead. I don't know. Probably not somebody famous. It was probably just some kid.
No, I really don't remember which kid said the line, nah. So I can't look it up.
Kid probably wasn't integral to the plot.
Yeah, probably not. But I remember one line that I just quoted yesterday. One of the kids who was like bullying Robin Williams, Jack, he said, "You know, you got Zachary disease." And he's like, "What?" And he's like, "It's when your face looks exactly like your butt." And I was like, yeah, that one's timeless. We're going to use that one forever.
That's definitely like a kid insult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's for sure like the type of things kids would have said.
Kids were never that clever when they were bullying me. They were just like, you know, hey, it's... I remember second grade, they literally didn't have the brain power to call me anything insulting, but they knew my name was Richie, so they were calling me Richie Cunningham. That was the level of insult that these... That's a Catholic school education there for you, folks.
When I was in Catholic school, the hit cartoon show that had just started was James Bond Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone called me that all the time when I was for anybody who's not aware, my given name is James.
Given name. My name. Biblical name, my birthly name.
Whatever given name by my parents.
Yes.
My biological name. My what is it? My biological name.
I don't know what it's called. What is that like weird? My biological name is James.
This is too stupid to talk about anymore.
Uh oh. Did you break? You all right? Something snap inside your brain. You're just like, ah, that's too stupid. That's too stupid. We have to stop the show.
We got to start from scratch.
Start the whole damn thing over.
Get the tambourine out. Let's start over again. It's
40 minutes down the bidet. Call back. Sorry.
In what fields or what ways would you look at something where you're having a heart where you struggle with separating the art from the artist? Other than Cosby.
Yeah, like Cosby, it's way too hard. In what ways?
Which people, which artists have a hard time with separating those things?
There's not too many. I mean, like somebody has to do something really, really terrible, and also, I can cancel them real easy if I didn't like them to begin with.
Who?
I can cancel them real easy if I didn't like them to begin with. Yeah, not talking about anybody in particular. I don't know who's canceled these days anymore. Well,
it sounded like you said real easy, like that was a person's name. You know, real easy.
that does sound like a rapper's name. It's like I was listening to Real Easy, but then it turned out that he hates Jews, so I stopped listening.
Anti-Semitic stuff.
Yeah, that was way too much.
Real easy to let him go.
Stop listening real easy. I have no problem stopping listening to real easy, which is weird.
I have no problem not listening to the Temptations.
Yeah. That's the joke I was going for. I don't know if it works.
I knew what you were doing. I knew what you were doing. I'm the Wayne Gretzky of puns.
You were there.
I saw where the puck was going.
Yeah,
the pun was going. I guess.
Yeah, I don't really have anybody that I'm like, yeah, they did this, but I listened, and I watched them anyway. You know, whatever. There's nobody. I don't know. Like, who is even canceled anymore? Like, can you think of anybody?
Louis got canceled.
But I mean, he came back. I'm fine with that. That isn't a separate the artist from the art thing for me, because he came out.
He always was that. He always was a creep, and he never promised that he was anything but.
No, but I mean, it's not even that. It's that he came out, he admitted it. He went away for a while. He came back and he changed. You know, he went away and worked on his problem. He admitted that he had a problem. It's not like, you know, Weinstein, where he was just like, no, I'm innocent. What the hell are you talking about? Even though you have a slew of people, Cosby, same thing, saying he's innocent. Mm-hmm. No, you're not. You know, that's one thing. When you refuse to like admit that you did all these heinous things, then fuck you. Get out. Like I don't need you in my life. I don't need to listen to your any new comedy album that you got coming out or whatever. I don't need to. I mean, like with Weinstein, I don't have a problem watching Clerks or whatever the Weinstein company did back then. Like that has nothing to do with
it. It wasn't his art.
No, it wasn't his art at all. He just signed a check.
It was his money. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much all it was. He just ran the production company. So any movie that's like, oh, it's, you know, produced by Harvey Weinstein or whatever it is, the Weinstein Brothers or whatever the hell. I don't have a problem with that.
I recently rewatched Clerks on YouTube. Like they just put it straight on YouTube for free. Mm-hmm. You can watch it for free. And one of the comments was like, yeah, Kevin Smith won't re-release this in any way if there's any possibility that Harvey Weinstein can make any make a dime off of it.
No. There's no re-release going to happen.
Until that dude be dead, and then it'll be released.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's a shame. It's a shame that you know that name is linked to so many great movies. Mm-hmm. You know, it sucks. But I mean, like, I'm not going to stop watching those movies. I have most of them on DVD, so any money that was going to be made is already made.
They already made it.
They got my money.
They got the money
before I knew all the horrible shit about them. So, but you got to cancel me now? Is it my fault? I gave him all my money.
Did you ever hear that story of when Hulk Hogan locked up? They locked up with him and Kevin Nash locked up, and Nash put him in a headlock. And he's like, "Easy, brother. We already got their money."
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Yeah. They put you in a headlock and then said, "We had got your money."
Yeah.
Wrenched in.
Yeah.
You want to be in the show? You want to be in the show? You got to do something special.
Yeah. Hogan was one of those examples of I didn't give a shit. Like, go ahead and cancel him. Get the hell out. What's that?
Did you hear what he said? Did you listen to it?
The audio? Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah. But I mean, he sounded like he'd never said that word a day in his life. Like, coming from where we've come from, we're Irish Catholic kids from Catholic school.
Yeah.
When we were kids, people would just say that word and you knew that was like in their vocabulary. You could tell. I mean, I never said that. But I mean, I'm saying like you can tell when people have said it a bunch. Uh-huh. Hogan sounded like he had never said that word once ever in his life.
Still, I mean, it just happened that he got caught on tape saying it.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make it okay that you say you're freshly racist. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how fresh out of the box you are.
He just broke the seal and is racist.
There's no freshness seal that, you know, it's fine. This is
just buy it if the freshness seal is already broken.
There's no born on date on the side of Hogan's racism. You know, it doesn't matter. It's still racism. You know, kind of like I'm not going to defend the guy at all. But I noticed like the first people that do defend him are the people who love Hulk Hogan. It's like, and don't want their childhood ruined. It's like, no, I love that guy. You can't possibly tell me that guy's racist. I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation for all this, you know.
And then the facts came crashing down and it hurt inside.
And it hurt inside. He got to be a man. And he hid. he dipped out, man. He did the opposite of that song. But I didn't care. Like, I was like, oh, I didn't really care that. Like, I'm not saying, like, oh, I don't care that you're a racist. I'm still a fan. I'm saying I wasn't that big of a fan to begin with. So, peace out, man. Like, I don't fucking, you know, don't let the door hit you in the ass, you know. And he's still, like, WWE has tried to bring him back a couple times for, like, the guest host of whatever. But, you know, he's never gotten over again. Like, it's never been the same, you know, thousands of, you know, the hundreds of thousands of cheering Hulkamaniacs and all this other stuff. It's just, it's gone now.
Yeah.
Titus O'Neil all you want, it's not going to save it.
Yeah, they put him on Raw or something months ago, and it was in Philly, and the crowd was dead. Like, he was giving them the best he had. Yeah. Brother, 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 brother. Right. And they were like,
"No, we're done.
No.
It's over, man. It's over.
No.
I just say, you know, pick up your guitar, play Wonderwall, and go home.
Hulk is denied.
You're going nowhere.
But yeah, that's my thoughts on it anyway.
Try to think of like how many people expired before they're canceling, do you think?
Expired? Like, you mean like, how many people died?
Before ever.
And then they realized that they're scumbags?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I know what happens. I was just watching a show called Blockbuster, and it happened to somebody on that. There was like a famous movie review guy, and it's like, oh, he was beloved, and we got to do a dedication and everything. And it's like, they found the corpses of 50 dead ferrets in his room that he was training as fighting ferrets. And they're like, oh, okay, let's not do anything for this man. He tortures ferrets.
Destroy the evidence. People will get more out of what King Jellybean represented, not the King Jellybean he actually was.
King Jellybean. You're gonna get
your Wayne's World references. You're gonna get your Dumb and Dumber. You're gonna get some Rick and Morty. It's gonna happen. Come for the poop talk, stay for the Rick and Morty.
That's right. I've been quoting Ghostbusters nonstop because I'm trying to be a Ghostbuster for Halloween. And I've been doing nothing but researching parts and proton packs and suit pieces and everything else. And it's like, this is going to cost me easily $300, but I can't stop quoting, like, you know, someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes. Like, shit like that. I'll just work that into a regular conversation. So I've been talking. Nobody cares because nobody's like, okay, that movie's 40 years old. Chill out. You know? So, like, nobody's quoting along with me, but they're like, I get it. You know, and then like some stuff is like so random. I'll be like, nobody steps on a church in my town. And then people are like, what the hell is that front? What are you doing? What are you even doing right now? And I'm like, it's from Ghostbusters.
What is the thing happening from your face right now? What is the sound coming out of your head?
There's your mouth is open and words are coming out. This is never good. You need to stop doing that. Just stop.
I will never hear anybody ever talk about Paramus, New Jersey, and not think of Venkman's like talk show that he had on cable access.
What was that? It was like
because the lady saw a ghost in a hotel in Paramus, New Jersey, or something. Was it one of his guests or something? And that was the first time I ever heard of Paramus, New Jersey, and now. If anybody ever talks about Paramus, I'm like,
Bill Murray, Science of the Unweird, or whatever the hell that show was called. I don't know Ghostbusters 2 as well as I know the first one.
Yeah, I'm the same with Wayne's World. Yeah. I don't know Wayne's World 2 as much as I know the first one.
Mm-hmm. Just wasn't as good.
I do know pretty well Bill and Ted 2, but I don't know it quite as well as I know Bill and Ted 1. And I don't want to know Bill and Ted 3. I wanted to, but I was wrong.
We all wanted it. We all wanted it to be great.
I wanted that my whole life. I wanted that my whole life. And it was a warm fart.
They just didn't do well.
What? How cool would it be if they did like they died and they go, ah! And they're like falling down the hole forever playing 20 questions. Like,
right.
Why not any of those callbacks?
There was very few callbacks, but there was very few callbacks in the first sequel in Bogus Journey. There wasn't too many. Mm-hmm. So I think the third one kept up the spirit in that sense anyway of the second movie, but they just gave too much. To the daughters, to the
kids. Yeah.
Yeah. There was I didn't care about them. I'm like, I don't want to see Bill and Ted's kids do this. I want to see Bill and Ted do this.
Right, you know? Right.
Yeah. They're like, I mean, there was we're gonna
spider web it off into a whole other series about Bill and Ted's daughters. I'm like, no, you're not. Stop. No,
you're not.
Bogus.
this is not going to be like the MCU of Bill and Ted. Like, they're not going to spawn 20 movies from now and everything's interconnected. No, it's not going to happen. You're not going to MCU this bitch.
Oh, we got a series on Disney Plus for Bill and Ted's daughters.
Right. Cool.
Cool.
You're gonna see Missy in the Sorceress of Darkness or something like that.
Yeah, I don't get, like, okay. So they say, like, oh, then all of a sudden are now talking about it like it's Logan and whatever the freaking guys' names are, Ted Theodore Logan and Bill S. Preston.
Bill S. Preston Esquire.
Right. So, like, why are they, like, they used to, like, in the first one, they were like, oh, it's the Wild Stallions, and it was pictures of them doing this. Mm-hmm. Not pictures of their daughters,
right?
Pictures of them. The whole thing then all of a sudden didn't make sense. You trying to do away with your canon? That's a canon problem. You having a problem with your canon?
Well, the first one only had Bill and Ted doing the. It was only Bill and Ted in the band, and then the second one they added Death and the evil robot usses and the girls and all this other stuff. You know, they added a whole bunch of people. Station was in it. Everybody was in the band all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So they have no problem retconning shit. Yeah.
You may be a king or a little street sweeper, but sooner or later you dance with the Reaper.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Hey. Swing the sickle around. They brought that word station out of nowhere. I tried to justify the word station for so long after that movie. And I'm like, oh, it means state your purpose. According to God, it means, like, say what you want, right? Because they showed up and he's like, station. And we're like, oh, yeah, we're going to be thinking of a scientist or something. And I don't know. For some reason, God said station. And then it turned out to be the name of the alien guy or guys or girls. I don't want to presume.
Thems.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know where the hell they came up with the name station. It was weird.
But they also said
station as, like, cool. You know, like it was a word, yeah, that was like, oh, dope. Oh,
station.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was like, what is this movie's confusing me?
Yeah.
There's a movie you can cancel. You go back, watch Bill and Ted hug, and then say the hard F word right afterwards.
Oh yeah, dude.
It's like, God. I used to do that with people. I used to be like, oh, let's do the Bill and Ted thing. And we'd do it and get a laugh. And
I got in trouble when I was a kid because I quoted Bill and Ted in front of my mom. Mm-hmm. When I said, you killed Ted, you medieval dickweed. My mom was like, don't say that. Hey, you're not allowed to say that. It's a bad word. Like, well, I mean, nobody killed Ted.
You're not showing one bit of concern for Ted, Bomb. You're only talking about me because I said a bad word. Ted's dead. Go look at Ted.
<I'm> like, fuck, that kid just died right here in front of me. Hey, watch your language.
Watch your language there, mister. I know there's a bleeding child in front of you, but there's no reason for naughty language.
Watch,
oh, God.
Watch it.
We are down a weird left turn here, man. Where the hell did we go? So we got to start playing some video games again, man. You got to hook up that PlayStation.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we got to do that.
Yeah.
I just got a new Roku in my office here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I upgraded my streaming a bit in here. So I should actually hook the PlayStation up now also.
Definitely.
One of these days, meaning like probably today or tomorrow, I'll do that.
One of these days in the.
One of these 2 days from now.
One of these 2 days. One of these days, Lois. One of these days, like today or tomorrow. Depending on your availability.
Pow, right in the kisser.
Pow, right in the kisser. Oh my goodness gracious. Jeez Louise, man. Yeah, we gotta
Louise.
There's a couple games we gotta get. We gotta get the WWE 2K game. 23 is out. We gotta get that. Yeah. 24 is almost out.
Really? Didn't the new 23 just come out?
No, no. October, I believe it, on October, the 24 is coming out. Right?
When did 23 come out?
23, it came out like it was either October or December of last year. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, man. Look it up. Google it. Fact check me if you want. Check my dang self.
Literal no way. I mean, I'm saying like it's hard to believe it's been out that long.
I know. It's like I kept on putting off picking it up. I was like, oh, we got plenty of time. No, we don't. Apparently, they're already working on 24 when that's coming out. Hang on a second. I might be totally wrong about this. Yeah, okay. 24th installment of the main March 18th, 2024. Okay, I'm totally wrong. Never mind. What the hell's coming out in October then? Am I thinking of the AEW game?
No, the AEW came out in July.
What?
It just came out, I think.
No way.
I think, I'm sorry. It comes
no,
out.
No, I believe it.
The end of this month, I think.
release date. Okay. Yeah, you're totally right. March 17th, 2023 was when 2K23 came out. So I don't know what I was thinking about October for. Unless Google's wrong. I could have sworn I saw a commercial that said it was about to come out. Isn't Rey Mysterio on the cover or something? No, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Rey Mysterio was on the cover last year, I think.
I thought Cena was on the cover of. Are you talking about 2023 or 2022?
I don't know. Remember Friends? Remember having friends? You'd play video games with each other all the time. Remember?
I thought you were talking about the TV show Friends, and I'm like, yeah. What are we? Are you just done with this topic? Yeah. Like, you're just talking about video games for a while, and then I'm just like, yeah. Remember Seinfeld? And you're like, what?
Oh, dude, I did. I just recently rewatched Seinfeld.
Yeah,
and I remember how I was always on the thing of like, oh, I don't get it, and like it seems like I'm waiting too long to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if I like Seinfeld. It was all right. Yeah. I was just being a bitch, maybe.
No, I've always thought that the show was just okay. I never was like, oh my god, this is so great, and he deserves all the money he got. Oh, and all.
I deserved all the great. Seasons. I thought it was good.
I thought it was okay. I was never a huge Seinfeld fan.
It was good. Like I you know what? I really wished that they spent more time on his stand-up comedy life. Like if it's about a comedian,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
that he never talks about doing stand-up.
No,
he never talks about. He never hangs out with other comedians. He hangs out with average folks.
Yeah,
like. And none of them care that he's a comedian. None of them support him in his comedy career. None of them ask him about how it's going. Like that, all that was. But I mean, it's a sitcom, of course. But
yeah,
it's just it always made me go like, why didn't they focus more on the comedy? That could have been a whole other show.
It was. It was called Louie, I think, when they focused on the comedy.
Yeah, but that was totally not funny.
No.
and same with that.
That's
show
probably why Seinfeld didn't do it. He was like, if I focus on being an actual comedian, people will think that I'm suicidal.
but then also, like, I'm saying, like, he didn't hang out with other comedians really ever. Like, he'd run into one once at the. And he was like, oh, you had one dinner. You take me to a dinner. And it was like, that was just one gimmicky thing. Like,
I don't know.
Let's write a treatment for doing a follow up to Seinfeld where they focus on the comedy career of Seinfeld.
Seinfeld in real life. Like what it actually was like. I didn't hang out with anybody funny. There was no wacky next door neighbor. There was just me alone in my apartment with a bunch of money.
George can't stand you over there. George
can't stand you over there. He'd come by every now and again, but it was mostly like, you know, Letterman. I don't know who Seinfeld hangs out with. I'm assuming Letterman. I don't know.
That's it. Other comics. You know what? That's a question I'd ask Jerry Seinfeld. Who do you hang out with the most? That would be the only question I'd have for him if he's on my podcast one day. I mean, I could probably get Jerry Seinfeld, but I don't know if I'll ever get Edge on my podcast.
You think Seinfeld's easier than Edge?
No, huh? I'm totally joking. No, neither of them would do much.
No. I don't know, man. You got, what's his face? Todd Glass. You got Todd Glass?
Oh, yeah.
Nah, whatever. You're over it now.
He's not Andrew Jerry Seinfeld.
He's not Andrew Jerry Seinfeld. I'll have Todd spread the word around for you. You're all buddy-buddy with him now. You're all super, super best friends.
Oh, we're pals, dude. We hang out all the time.
Five
all the time.
Yeah.
Real life high fives.
Real life high fives, yeah.
Not virtual ones?
No. Not this fake high five that we got going on.
Oh, wrong way.
You're on the side. It's over here. There we go. Touch. Okay.
All right. I think we did it. I think we nailed it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doesn't get no better than that.
Talking about the high five or the podcast. It's like, oh, I think we nailed it. We're done. Get out.
That's it. Show's over.
That's how you end the episode. You're like, all right, good job. And then you just get up and leave.
Do you remember Jim Brewer's show that he had on MTV?
I know I saw a couple episodes, but I don't remember it.
And the way he would end the show every time, would he go, show's over!
Really?
Yeah. And I still do it all the time about anything. Whenever the show ends, I go, show's over!
Nice.
Jim Brewer. Inspired me to say show's over every time anything ends.
Yeah.
I should have, you know what? I should have started from the beginning of doing the show. I'm 298 episodes into it now. I can't start saying show's over at the end of this show.
Yeah, rebrand. Why not?
Yeah, rebrand.
Change the whole thing. Get a new backdrop, get a new catchphrase in and out.
Be fun, have safe, keep evolving. Show's over.
Nice.
That's how I do it, huh?
That's kind of funny. Call the now it's show's over with Corey Castle.
Yeah.
It's
branded podcast. Rebranded.
Yeah. What if you came up with a completely separate podcast called Show's Over with Corey Castle, but it's just this show? Like it's the exact same thing as Evolving with Corey Castle,
and it's like the same graphics and everything. Everything else is exactly the same. The name just changes. That's it.
But still, keep doing this podcast. People will be like, "Wait, what? What show? Why did he do this?
It's over. That's all. What I've always wanted to be is over.
Yeah, it's over." I'm just going to say it's over. The show. It's over.
It's very I'm over. It's over. We're over.
We're all over. And then guests will start getting pissed off because they'll see like, oh, you're on episode 300 and something of Evolving with Corey Castle. And they'd be like, yeah, but you're going on. It's over. Which has like three episodes. So I want you on that podcast. And they're like, aw.
Size of the audience is pretty much the same. It's pretty much the same. So they wouldn't be too sad for too long.
No. There. Oh God, were you there when I'm at Wrestle Rock when I was talking to Gary Michael Capetta and he asked me how many listeners we usually get? And I said 50. he stared at me like someone stares at you when they're waiting for you to laugh because they hope you're joking. Like he just stared at me and I'm like, yeah, that's just, I mean, you know, just live listeners, like the podcast listeners, there's more. There wasn't. I was being generous with 50.
Yeah. Well, evidenced by the fact that he came on his thing
He came on our show to promote his event.
Yeah.
And nobody showed up to his event either. So it's okay.
We're the reason that show was a failure.
We can give ourselves a little bit of grace on this one. He doesn't have the drawing power as well.
No. So there you go. Ain't our fault.
I love that. Me and Burke, we pulled up, like, we picked up on that. He was like, okay, Philly, it looks like we've come to the end of the road. And he, like, starts playing the slideshow.
Yeah.
And there's an instrumental of Boyz II Men in the background. But it isn't end of the road. It's I'll make love to you.
Right.
Like, no, Gary, you're trying to pander to Philly too hard. You're screwing it up.
You fucked it up.
Throw your clothes on the floor.
So what was the slideshow about even? Do you remember? All I was laughing about was that song. I think it was just like his whatever his closing statements were about, like at the end of his career or whatever the hell. I don't know.
Something he gave us all, like little bling rings, like costume jewelry rings. And he's like, you're in the Gary Michael Capetta Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I'm like,
cool.
Mm-hmm.
What would these rings cost you? About $20 for 1,000 of them?
probably way less than that.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. He bought a lot because he thought
he expected he was on Wrestle Rock. The staggering drawing ability. they were gonna be pushing people out. There's too many people in here. That's what he was expecting.
Couldn't get on an actual radio show. like a Preston and Steve or something. He probably tried, I'm sure. Poor Gary Michael Picapetta. Yeah, I wonder if he blames us for his show not going over well.
I'm absolutely sure that he doesn't. He probably has not. He probably is just like, whoa, shit. Well, I guess this just people didn't want to come out. I don't think it had anything to do with us. We showed up.
We did.
Well, I mean,
we were there.
There's four people for you right there. Four tickets.
Yeah.
You get to give out four of those rings.
It was great.
Did you ever hear?
Good time.
Did you ever hear about Lee's joke about Gary Michael Capetta sending food back at a restaurant? He's like, I ordered chicken. This is steak.
Well, there you go. Really sold it with the delivery there.
Yes. I think, dude, honestly, I talked to him about doing my podcast too, and he was like, oh, I'll do it if like you go with me to this show and like we'll record it in my car on the way there. I'm like,
no, that's creepy.
No, why would I do that?
Yeah.
I don't know you.
That's really creepy.
So clearly I've never had him on the podcast.
Yeah. Dear God. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. You can come on my show to promote your podcast. He's like, no. I want people to show up at this show. I remember you from last time. Maybe that's why. He was like, oh, you're one of the Wrestle Rock guys. Yeah, get in this car with me. Tell me if this rag smells like chloroform. We're going to go to a show. She takes you out of the woods. Leaves you there. Where did I get this going?
Be Cabetta.
Be Gary Michael Cabetta, would you?
Gary Michael Cabetta.
Cabetta.
Uh. So,
Gary, Michael, can bet your ass I'm not getting in your car.
Not getting in the car with you, bro. That would be a mistake. Because that was the guy who said this is Sting. If anyone was still confused about, I'm not telling you like you don't know. I was telling it to anybody who's listening and probably has no idea who Gary Michael Capetta is.
Yeah.
He was an announcer, a ring announcer in WCW, and he used to say, "This is Sting." He was the guy who popularized that.
Yeah.
For the wrestler Sting, not from the police, not Sting from the police.
No.
But he would put a message in a bottle, though, for sure.
I was trying to make a every breath you take joke happen, but it wasn't coming to my head.
Mm. Be Gary Michael Capetta.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
He was singing Boys to Men at you. Oh, God, give me a reason. I'm down on bended knee.
Do you like the song? It's called Motown Philly.
There's no way to the water runs dry. The bar that I bar back at does karaoke on Wednesdays, and they have the same people come in and do the same songs every week. Like, they have like their go-to karaoke jams that they do all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm begging you guys to do something else. This one guy, he does every Eminem song, and he does Mama's Gonna Knock You Out, but he always goes knock you out. I don't know why he does that little motion, but I keep laughing thinking about like him switching it up and want to do Holler Back Girl next week. I'm like, hey, Anna, yes. And then he does this stupid thing with his hand too while he's
oh no,
I ain't gonna talk like you got something to say, but nothing comes out when you move. And he does this stupid thing with his hand.
He's forcing the lyrics at you.
Like, I heard that you were talking, and I didn't think that I would hear it. I always picture that happening when he's up there doing that, and it cracks me up every time.
God, this thing I was watching, they were just talking about karaoke, and like, there's always somebody amazing that does Queen, and they do that Somebody to Love song, and there's always that super high note that they hit fucking perfectly, that like somebody to, and they hit it so freaking perfectly, and you're just sitting there like, fuck, I'm bringing Getting Sexy back after this. like fucking hell, you goddamn asshole.
I was thinking about the getting up there and trying to do Fergalicious. Fergalicious death.
Yeah. You don't see a lot of that in karaoke.
But I ain't promiscuous, and if you is fictitious, all that is whatever comes next.
I'll be up
in the gym just working on my fitness.
Sure. Could be.
Yeah. So, I want you to know that I love you, and I respect you, and I appreciate your time, and I've had a blast hanging out with you, and I hope we can do this more regularly.
Yeah, man.
We can do episodes. We could play video games on your channel as well, and then we could do it on here. We could do it both times. We would do a little swappy swap.
Yeah, why not?
A spit swap.
I don't know. I don't
spit chick.
I don't want to do any of that with you. I love you and all, but goddamn, dude. Jesus. No, man, I love you. You're my best friend still. 20 years or whatever down the line. It's yep, you're still my best bud. You're my little buddy. You're gonna tussle your little hair. You're going to catch your buddy.
Dude, I hung out with Carmen last night. Remember Carmen? Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
And I was telling her about how you and I were hanging out a lot back 20 some years ago. And Julie was around, and Julie was always having a problem, always kicking friends out of her life. Mm-hmm. And I remember us being in your car and me being like, can we promise that we'll never do that?
Yeah.
We're going to stay friends. All right.
Yeah. We're just going to be friends.
That's just, there's no like, hey, either this or that, or you're not. No, right. We don't do that.
No. Now there's no conditions to this friendship. Mm-hmm. You just have to be there and not be an asshole, pretty much. That's
sometimes being an asshole happens, and sure. sometimes we'll fight about it, but mm-hmm. you found your people when you can fight your asses off and yell at each other till you're fucking tired from it, and then still be friends.
Mm-hmm. And you're blue in the face and red in the butt. I don't know.
Your bidet is coming, mister.
So I'm about to bring her back around to the bidet conversation. We've had our bidets in the sun, and we're ready to move on with our wipes. I don't know, man. But yeah, we fought from time to time, not often, but you know, we've had it out. We've all both had to have like, listen, I'm tired of you being the way you're being. You've done it to me. I've done it to you, and we walked away better friends for it. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, didn't realize that I was being that kind of asshole. Sorry about that. Or you know, sometimes that doesn't happen right away. Sometimes I'm like, no, I'm right. You're the asshole. You're like, no, dude, I'm just trying to have a conversation. And I'm like, no, you calm down.
Dude, Chris has been doing this flipping out shit recently. Yeah. And when he starts flipping out about whatever, I just start mocking him. And I start doing what he's freaking out. I'm like, frack, 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 frack. And he's like, don't mock me, dude. And I'm like, don't mock me, dude.
Oh no, that is the exact opposite way to calm somebody down. What are you making fun of me? What are you making fun of me? Like, that is that is so ire raising.
I want us to laugh together, you see? I want us to not take things so seriously.
But you're mocking him when he's angry. That's horrible. Don't do that. That's so, oh God, people used to do that in high school, school in general. It was like, just that, dude, what's your problem with me? Dude, what's your problem with me? Like, oh, nothing gets you fired up more. Even as an adult, like you could be in a boardroom and be like, what is going on with these spreadsheets? Your numbers are a little, what's going on with these spreadsheets? Your numbers are a little low. What, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, what? I don't have the power to fire you right now because we're at the end of the quarter. But listen, you know, just watch your boss lose his mind. This full like grown ass adult.
When you were a kid, did you also think that you had a staring problem because there was somebody asking you if you had one?
Nobody ever asked me that. No,
that was like the common. You got a staring problem? And I'm like, well, yeah, I have bad eyesight and I can't really see too well. So if it looks like I'm staring at you, I'm not.
I'm not wearing my glasses. I have more of a squinting problem, like more than anything else. Got a staring problem. Like that's so like not an issue in life.
Yeah, that was just the thing kids would say.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird thing. One of those weird, crazy kid things, man.
Well, I was always confused about, and you probably won't be confused about this at all because you were probably a master at it for some reason. But when I was a kid, when staring and starring, I was always confused about how many R's needed to be in there.
Mm-hmm. I'm still confused about that.
Yeah, and scared and scarred. Like, what's the
There's no rule. There's no like. There needs to be like an I after E except ever received for that, but there's not.
What is the absolute rule? And receive, whenever I type the word receive, I'm like, did I do that? What, except after C. How come this is, why is there the underline? What the fuck is going on?
I was making that mistake up until last year because I started working in an office and I have to, I'm like, part of my job is to be receiving stuff in. So I have to write on the paperwork when it's received. So I have to write the word received, and I was spelling it wrong for like 2 weeks before somebody corrected me. And I'm like, I've probably been misspelling that my entire life, and it, or maybe not, maybe just since I had autocorrect. Maybe autocorrect always took care of it for me. Sorry.
This news is hard to recaive.
Recive. I don't know.
I think we needed this, man.
It was good to sit down and laugh for a while. Yes. I'm glad it wasn't too let's talk about our feelings and let's plug our social media and let's what are you doing in wrestling this week? You know, it wasn't all like not getting in touch with our inner dudes.
No, just friends hanging out. That's
just
what
friends
I wanted
hanging
to do.
Out and having a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, dog.
So yeah, it was sweet. It was very cool.
Do you want to do audio time travel?
What is that again? I'm sorry.
It would be where the people.
Oh, I say a message to my future self or something like that.
The people who love you the most are gonna hear, are gonna discover this podcast.
Yes.
In years. What are they going to hear you give them as a message from 2023 to 2043?
Let's see. 2043 when I'm dead. Is that what this is about, right? When I die in 2043?
You might be alive still. You might be 20 years older. You didn't have to die.
No. Okay, so let's see. Right now, my mother and father are still alive, thankfully. If you're still alive in 2043... congratulations. Congrats on living this long. That's a long life. So I love you both. And to my sister, who has been an absolute dream of a sister since my divorce and everything like that, and has graciously allowed me to stay here. And has I would be out on my ass. If not for her, I'd probably be in a lot worse shape than I am now, so I'm very thankful to her. To my two nieces, Lauren and Sarah, I love you guys both. You're both great. I wish we could hang out more. I understand life gets in the way, like with me and this gentleman here, Corey. It just happens we don't get to see each other that often, and scheduling is a son of a bitch, and money's a bitch too, so we all got to work and we all got to make those paychecks, so I get it. See you at Thanksgiving, I guess. But And to my girlfriend, Rhonda, I have a feeling that we're still going to be together. And I love you very much. And thank you very much for being in my life. And I'm very lucky and honored and all those things to have you in my life. I feel very, very, I don't want to say the word blessed because it's weird. It sounds like it should have hashtag in front of it.
It does feel like it's some sort of obligation or something.
Overused. Like, it's just like, oh, I'm so blessed. You know, it's just like, I'm just lucky and
I'm
grateful.
I am hard relating to you on that. I feel very grateful and blessed for the relationship that I'm in. And how hard have you laughed about when they were hanging out at your birthday and they were talking about us doing double dates or something? And then I started trolling them and I was like, why would we want to bring you guys into our hangouts? We have fun without you. Why would we want to? And they were like, are you serious right now? They both like their eyes and their heads got all big and they're like, what are you talking about?
Why wouldn't you want to hang out with us?
No, our hangouts are cool without you guys.
Yeah, there's so much more fun without you. You don't come, you're going to ruin it. You get all like little kid about it. No.
In Womanator's Club.
Yeah. No girls allowed around here. No, but I love my girlfriend very, very much, and I'm very excited. Well, I can say her name, Rhonda. She's on my channel all the time. She, you know,
you just know. Said her name.
Did I say her name earlier? Okay. Did, I thought yeah. I was protect. I was like, no, gotta. It's the internet. You can't do it. It's the internet.
It's live on the internet.
It's live. I've never been live on the internet before.
They don't let anybody do that anymore. Apparently, being on the internet.
Corey is very lucky. He made the cut. We have to keep it that way. They're going to get mad.
I had to fill out an application. I had to mail it in.
You had to mail something to the internet. That's funny.
The internet. I just put it in the address. The internet.
The internet. I had to physically write a physical letter to the internet. Not please, there's nothing electronic about
channel. It. Let me have a channel, please.
Let me be on the YouTube.
May I please have a channel, please? When I was a boy, I used to write letters to the Ninja Turtles, and I would just drop them in the sewer like it was a mailbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really would do that. That was something honestly did. I wonder if any other kids did that. If you did that, leave it in the comments. Leave in the comments, Radical Cowabunga.
Radical Cowabunga and Flush.
And Flush. The hypothetical situation, I've gifted you the show. This is the first episode of your new podcast, Evolving with Rick Connor.
That's right.
In a very Jerry Springer's final thought type of way, how would you wrap it up in a pretty bow with the best takeaways to inspire people to be a better version of themselves?
I would never tell someone how to live their life. That's horrible. I'm kidding. All right, here we go. If you can take this little piece of advice into the world, that would be amazing. This is the best piece of advice I've ever been given. That is simply to love everyone and forgive everyone, especially yourself. That's it.
Well, I mean, forgiveness is more for you than it is for anybody else when you're doing it. Like, you can just forgive somebody and you don't have to tell them you forgave them.
No.
You're just like, you're not going to go, oh, I forgive you. You just, no, in your head go, okay, yeah, like people make mistakes. I've made mistakes.
You don't got to hunt them down and have a big emotional moment or anything like that. But I mean, it's just important to not, life's too short to hold grudges. Like, I don't understand people. Like, I have people in my life that are just like, I don't talk to that person. They did something to me 20 years ago. And I'm like, why do you care? Why are you talking about them right now? Why, like, nobody brought them up but you. You're still holding all this hate in your heart for something that happened a long ass time ago. And I guarantee you, they are not thinking the same thing about you right now. So, yeah, they're over it. They don't care. They moved on with their life. You need to do the same. And to do that, it's important to forgive them. You get why they did it. They were assholes for doing it, but they did it and it's over. And just get over it and move on. Don't hold a grudge against somebody.
It's like wanting some sort of repayment or something. Like, you want, like, somehow, like, you're like, I'm holding on to this because I'm owed something now.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're not owed anything.
No.
Like, what, like, how, like, entitled are you to anything and everything when you think that you deserve, how vain are we to expect a happy ending to every single thing?
I mean, like, massages.
Life isn't a movie, you know?
No. Just don't expect. Even if you feel like you are owed an apology, so the fuck what if you don't get one? Forgive him anyway. Just be like, all right, whatever, you did a thing. And forgive him in your head. You don't have to go and be friends with them again or whatever. But I mean, like, it's life's too short to have all that hatred laying around. It's just, you're just going to make yourself miserable and silly. You're just going to be silly. Life's like a movie. Make your own ending.
You know, other words that screw me up with the type of, like, the letters that are in them? You know, like we were talking about Scared and Scarred.
Right.
Message and Massage always screws me up. College and Collage always screw me up. I once saw a headline that said that John Cena gave a very special massage to a young boy. And I was like, whoa, they can't see you.
So there you go. Cherry Springle, final thought. There it is. They can see you. Stop giving massages to little boys.
All right. Give me a Gilbert Gottfried. Gottfried. Be fun, have safe, keep evolving. And then show's over.
Show's over.
I'm out of drink and everything. This is going to wreck my throat, but I'll do it. What is it? Be fun, have safe, keep it loving. Okay. I've never done this. It's always been you. I've been on this is like my fourth time on this podcast, and I've never done I don't think I've ever done the outro.
Oh.
But okay. Here we go. Well, first time for everything.
First time. don't screw it up. This is the last game of the season. Can't leave anything behind.
Can't hold anything back. All right.
Well,
oh God, I'm blowing up my mic. Hang on a second. Let me pull back a little bit here.
Well, this is Gilbert Gottfried. You probably didn't expect to hear from me. I'm dead. But be fun, have safe, and keep evolving. You fool. You fool.
All right. That's it.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here on Evolving with Corey Castle. If this is your first time checking out the podcast, maybe go back and check out some archives if you want some more intelligent conversations instead of goofing around with your best friend. But you know, be the type of person you always wanted to be. Bring the type of people into your life that you always wanted to have into your life. Surround yourself with people who are more like your ideal version of yourself. If I could give any kind of advice to anybody, also, I'm not somebody, you know, who goes like, oh yeah, I deserve to give that advice because I live the exact perfect life and everything's perfect. It isn't. We're all flawed and we're all working through it. We're all trying to get somewhere. And I want us all to get somewhere. So if you ever feel like you're alone, don't ever feel like there's absolutely no options at all. If you need a friend, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. My DMs are always wide open. You can talk to me. And, you know, Rick, of course, that goes for you all the time. You can always call me. I'll be at your door with some tissues ASAP.
Tissues and beer.
Tissues and beer, bro.
That's the kind of relationships we have.
Smash that like button, everybody.
Buddy, hit like and subscribe and follow. And follow me on Instagram. Follow Rick on YouTube. YouTube Rick, Rick Games.
Rick Games.
I'll put the link in the description for everybody. And if you're only listening to the audio and you're not seeing this, I'm going to do this little thing. And
little
you're not
heart hands. Little heart hands. Yeah. You're not going to see little... DCW Overdrive TV. If you want to see me edit one of James's matches, there you go. You can see Corey Castle up there on screen that I edited. So it's a collage or a collaboration,
or a college,
or a college, or a massage. I'm both scared and scarred.
Be fun. Have safe. Keep evolving.
Hit the like button. Hit the like button or I'll kill you. Is that too extreme? Like, comment, and survive.